For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Dear Mister, welcome to my fantasy, where everybody they seem to point to laugh at me. Oh, dear Mister, welcome to my insanity. If you want, you could just close your eyes and join. Dear Mister, come and meet my family, and soon you'll realize why I never feel loved. Oh, I can't handle life. I have no friends. No, there's nobody that really likes me, oh, except for you, the only one. It's too bad that you're imaginary.
Well, we're very talkative.
There we go, guys.
Everything is good. Everybody's so talkative. Everybody's lively.
We're alive. No tornado damage here.
Welcome you to Pour Salt. This is your host, Alan. And Big John, what's up?
What's up, man?
Everything well?
Everything is fantastic.
Wow, you had a good time yesterday. I want to talk about that a little bit.
I have a good time every day.
I like to hear that. Webb?
What's up, guys?
Oh, and here we go. Brother Cobb.
I have soared with eagles, and I've slithered with snakes. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I thought it was something off of Harry Potter. I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go. I soared with a snake. That dude's throat hurts.
Leviosa.
I like the lead singer AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little macho, man. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Very good. Guys, tornadoes, bad weather.
Hold on, before we get on the tornadoes and bad weather.
Okay.
I would just like to remind everybody that a couple of years ago, there was like an 8.7 earthquake in fucking Haiti, and nobody said shit about people dying.
8 years ago? I thought it was longer than that.
A few years. I don't remember how many years ago it was.
It was longer
than that. Huge fucking earthquake. What's created that? Tsunamis.
I thought the Clinton said
nobody gave a shit. So why do we have to give a shit about tornadoes?
I thought the Clinton set up a foundation.
That's a... You're coming out this, like, out the gate, like...
Right now.
Yeah.
One, like... This is, like, directly on us.
Okay.
That's why
could have been directly over there. Could have been directly over there. Could have been directly over there. Who gives a shit? You can't fucking be so afraid that a tornado is going to come knocking down your door every time there's a thunderstorm. Yes, they happen. Yes, they're dangerous. Yes, they're scary. But you being afraid, you being in your storm shelter, ain't going to fucking stop it from killing you.
I was in the basement playing rock band with a storm cellar in a basement, so I felt pretty damn safe.
Now, like, what we're referring to is John's on a roll.
I'm just tired of people's fucking inconsistencies.
Okay.
You can be your own weatherman.
If you're going to fucking care about something, care about something. If you're going to fucking care when it's important to care, or you think people want to see you care, you don't fucking care. You care about what somebody else thinks.
That's Facebook. It's a lot of Facebook action right there.
Yeah.
It's like people commented on somebody that died that they went to school with and ain't heard from in 20 years. They just want that little dopamine.
Can I get your
I knew that person!
Can I get your sad emoji?
That little hit.
Can I get your heart? My thing was fucking stupid space. I don't give a shit if anybody likes my posts, does anything with them. I barely even check back on them.
I like that freedom. That's why I ain't on it.
I usually set fires and walk away.
I got 2 million family members.
What's Jeremy's deal with Facebook?
There was a fucking...
I love it. Do it for me, John. Live it up.
There was a fucking...
He's living it.
Hurricane not long ago. Ripped some shit up. People cared for 2 fucking days. They're still fucked up.
You talk about North Carolina?
Asheville, North Carolina. Motherfuckers are still living in goddamn tents.
I used to
go
there for vacation.
Been 6 months or better.
Still, they have nothing. And this tornado came through and took away some people's stuff. Yeah, I get that. I understand. It's very sad and unfortunate. It fucking happens every day, though.
You're right. And playing devil's advocate just a little bit. Not really at all, because like I'm with your thing, but. I was in Starkville yesterday.
Yeah.
Starkville's been blessed. As far as, like, if there's going to be bad weather, it typically is going to get hit, like, the eastern side of West Point, or it's going to deadhead Columbus. Right?
Yeah.
On my side of the world.
It's going to deadhead? Yeah.
It feels like it's going to be some Aliceville action and some Caledonia action.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That meet in Columbus. Columbus is fine.
Sometimes it's not, though.
We've had some hits.
We've had a couple.
Columbus proper has only been hit like once or twice in 100 years.
But it was enough to like shake the community to where every time a storm, there's a possibility, there is a freak out. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, yes, but I don't understand.
Like, hell, like, we grew up in Kennedy and Millport. Hell, I mean, how many nights, you know, especially growing up, like, bad thunderstorms, had, like, sirens going off, whatever, right? You just kind of, it's where you are, you just kind of, you're in
sirens
it.
Sirens go
you
off.
You get used to.
You're in it.
Those sirens go off for county.
Yeah.
Canada doesn't have tornadoes. If you're that fucking scared of a tornado, go to fucking Canada.
Nah, I'm good.
No. Not it. But,
You would have gotten in trouble yesterday.
I do get that people are afraid of
storms. He did.
I am outcast.
I'm not talking about, like, people. I'm talking about, like, you'd be on the verge of, like, government, like, Facebook suspension.
Oh, I'm probably already there, bro.
Well, you definitely would have been in Canada. They probably had a knock on your door.
Yeah.
Because, like, when... I made a post yesterday, and I was completely joking. Making a joke, and people started coming at me, and then they made me mad. And then when people made me mad, I started coming at them.
If I was Taco Bell, I saw Taco Bell's were open. If I was Taco Bell, I would have been like, Comet, Liv Moss, swing on by.
If your business requires electricity to be open, I understand that you wouldn't want to, you know, be in the middle of a tattoo or something like that and the power go out. I understand those businesses being closed.
I'll go ahead and tell you, my business ain't going to be closed even on the holiday.
That's because you like money.
I'm only going to be closed on Sunday.
Yeah, well, that's because you can't be.
Won't you put a?
Because it has to be.
How about you put a pin in this episode for when the power goes out and they bitch about the power, Alabama Power, Mississippi Power.
Yeah.
I think those guys need a break, guys.
Yeah, I mean they have to go out in the storms. Where's the sympathy for them?
Oh, there we go.
What about the cows that were in that tornado yesterday? Ain't nobody give a shit about them. I saw
Tylertown cows just like moo.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Moo.
That's all they had to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was just like, I'm a cow. I'm gonna do cow things.
It's like my skin's made of leather. It doesn't matter.
Bad shit happens all the time.
Unless you're the cow from Twister, then you didn't have a good day.
Like collectively,
there probably were some of them. There
probably were.
Gordo got hit. Yeah. Tylertown got decimated.
There were cows all over the place.
I saw drone footage of that.
I mean, what's the population?
Hearts go out to you. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's still like people like you and me, you know?
I get that, yeah. But there's people like you and me in every state that has tornadoes.
I get what you're saying, but still, man.
I mean, it does hurt to be prepared. It's all.
There's being prepared, and then there's forcing everyone around you to be as prepared as you are.
Now, there's one thing about, like, safety.
Yeah, but safety
there's another thing about my entire fucking home and all of my things being stripped away from me.
And that is all replaceable.
Yeah, like, life is most important. Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just trying to see things from every possible angle, right?
And, you know, people that have lost their homes, I guarantee you, they have homeowners insurance.
You think that's good?
Yeah, it's going to pay for them houses or they're going to get sued.
Oh, dude, I remember in 2011, April 27th, when that hurricane, we were doing hurricane relief in Hackleburg, a small town most people probably even never even heard of. And you can still go through Hackleburg and see where it's just like God's finger just raked the earth. Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And those people stayed on the property they had, rebuilt, moved on, and like it just said something about the hardiness of people. I mean, we talked a little bit about that last Sunday when it came to New Orleans and all that. But like, and they move on. And oftentimes, like with that insurance, no, they don't get treated fair.
It doesn't matter. You pay them for a service.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how many times in Florida when these hurricanes rip through, like you hear about all these insurance they just companies drop.
Yeah.
Bankrupt.
Yeah, they can't make it.
Because they can't do it.
Yep, can't make it.
Then that's just poor planning on their part.
The wildfires in California, State Farm said, nope.
You know why? Because those motherfucking wildfires were set.
The homeowner didn't set it.
Yeah. No, but the insurance companies were like, they're about to set this shit on fire. We're not covering anything.
And they dipped out.
Yeah, and I don't blame them.
If somebody set my house on fire as just an escaped lunatic, I'd kind of want to be covered.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know Hannibal Lecter was outside trying to spark a fire to my house.
My brother and them shit in Meridian got fucked up. Both their vehicles got totaled. They fucking storage building blew into one of their cars. They lost a horse.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Think about this.
You said that on here before.
Yeah.
No, they it happened again.
It happened again?
It happened yesterday. And we're not fucking crying and, oh, the storm, oh.
Well, you know, that's also like, that's where we're from. And it is very tough titty.
Yeah, I mean, don't nobody have no fucking sympathy for me. So why in the fuck am I going to have sympathy for anybody else?
Fair enough.
I have had to, people are talking about losing. I have lost everything 4 fucking times and built it back my goddamn self.
All right.
So don't come at me. If they lost everything, fuck, I have too. 4 fucking times. And I'm back. Every time.
He's back.
Back better than ever. There we are.
I would say that. He comes back. Yeah. Every time. yeah, I'm here for it, dude. Flipping the script, dude. off of weather. Yeah, there's your weather report.
And today was beautiful.
It's the day after, dude.
Sunny with a chance of Facebook post.
Yeah. I got one planned for tomorrow. It's going to be super spicy.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Because people have gotten interested. Now it's time to really fuck with them.
Are there no tornadoes in Canada?
There are no tornadoes in Canada.
I mean, like, a couple years ago, we had one in the Bronx.
That would be nuts.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there was an earthquake yesterday in Mississippi.
Yeah, right. It was 3.7.
Yeah. But.
And a 3.7. And that's another thing. So, going back to the weather, I'm sorry.
It's what's happening.
We may never leave. I love so if you, he's fired up.
If you actually looked at the real fucking National Weather Service radar, instead of what the local news stations were telling you, they're absolutely going fucking broke and need some sort of event to... We got to get views, guys.
I miss this, John. Let's go.
We got to get views. We need to have something happen that is sensational. Oh, there's a storm outbreak coming. Here we go. Guys, it's the storm of the century.
Let's scare everybody.
Where was it? Where was the storm of the century?
It went right over us.
We got lucky.
There was a
it hit Gordo.
There was an EF5 tornado in Nebraska yesterday, and nobody's saying shit.
That's not local.
It doesn't matter. Nobody. That's not here. It doesn't matter. It still happened yesterday.
I didn't see shit on the Weather Channel about it when we had it on there yesterday. I saw some Illinois action. I didn't see no Nebraska.
Yeah, because it was a fucking huge tornado that actually fucking killed people.
Well, I mean, 20 people have died in Mississippi.
20.
Tylertown.
Two are still missing.
Yeah, that's sad. I hate the loss of life.
I get it's a point of low rate because we're all kind of meteorologists now with our computers in our pockets.
Yeah.
I
talk weather every morning when I go to work. Pull it up right here.
And older people watch the television, and I'm like, I can... Yeah. Zoom in on this Doppler radar and look at red and green and tell you danger.
100% media sensationalism yesterday is all it was. There was real weather happening in other parts of the country, and nobody said shit about it.
Here was me.
The only thing that I would say, John, is like, I wonder if you had to phrase it just a touch different. Would it go a different direction for different people?
Was you wanting to be open?
I didn't care if anything was open.
It was like, if you really, like, you got an Allen itch of Taco Bell in you, it's like, man, really wish I could live Moss right now. Taco Bell could really hit the spot right now.
And you could have, because other than live Moss, their slogan is, what goes better with a tornado? A chalupa. So, you know.
I don't know, man. Everybody's so scary now, and everybody's afraid of everything. Doesn't make any sense. Everybody's got so...
I wonder if you would have, like what I meant by that with the phrasing, if you would have took out lost revenue, and if you would have talked about, like, maybe a business, like, closing for a different reason, I wonder if you would have got different responses.
I was like, shooting exactly at what I shot at.
Okay.
He's like, you worry more about money or life.
Well, like, if you were playing Battleship, I would say you hit your target. You
know? I got a pretty good scope. Yeah,
you had a whole good half hour of reading up under here.
And now I'm still throwing it back on them.
Here we go. Well, if you need some words of encouragement, go check out John's post.
Yeah. It's hilarious to me that people hold so much weight on something.
You probably provided a lot of entertainment for a boring day.
I had people texting me about his post.
They hate it.
What's up with your boy, John?
He lost his shit.
What's up with John?
They got dopamine.
John on Facebook.
They got their little dopamine hits from the hate they got. Ew, what's up with this dude?
Oh, and they kept coming back.
Yeah.
Writing these long paragraphs.
They kept replying.
And Joe gave, like, my favorite response, dude. Do you remember, like, I didn't do it last night, but the last time we went out, like, after we had dropped.
Yeah.
And the group of people was sitting out there at the bar, and I was sitting down at the table.
Yeah.
And they were just talking, and I was like, y'all got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you did that.
Yeah.
In the post, he's like, I don't give a fuck what you got to say. I don't want to hear it.
I don't care.
And they just yapping.
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 And I'm like, y'all are shooting at the wrong target, guys, because you are not going to affect me at all.
Yeah, I love it, dude. It's good. And like I said, people were fired up, like, go get your boy John. I was like, hey,
I'm good.
I'm here for it.
I was laughing the whole time.
You put us on it. He's like, I got him fired up.
I just thought John was hungry and was mad everything was closed down.
No, dude, I didn't even give a shit that things were closed down. It was just...
Somebody's like, you're just mad because you had to work.
No.
Yeah, that's all that. I was like, John's probably happy you went to work.
Yeah, I was having a great time at work. We were making fun of everybody in Columbus.
I really just thought he needed a Snickers. I mean, shit.
I was really sitting on my couch. When I posted that, I was sitting on the couch, smoking a joint.
Thank you, John.
Chilling. Just straight chilling. I had Fail Army on the TV.
He's watching Chive.
I was having a good time.
This motherfucker watched Chive.
He's got Chive TV.
He's out at the bar.
And then all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. I'm like, let's see what this is about. And it's like paragraph after paragraph. You are such a fucking asshole. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, this is a good one here.
I got
this would hit a nerve.
Oh, I saw the Ukraine flag. I knew it was going to be good.
You saw Yeah, that was me, man. I'm like, they just wanted somebody to be their villain today. I'll take it.
Well, something else to talk about. Yep.
You know, I can't believe you made light of a situation where people lost life. I'm like, I didn't die.
I tell you. We can switch gears after this, but I guess a point I would make, a buddy of mine is recently divorced, and he said he tried to go out to bars.
Yeah.
He started at Muddy Water, of course, almost got in a fight.
Oh, absolutely.
Went to the Princess, just wasn't for him.
Yes, because it's a gay bar.
Went to Michael's, wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Ended up at the Hudco Bar.
Oh, hell wow. Yeah.
Zeno's?
Wow. Whatever.
It's called Highway 50 Lounge.
Yeah, and if you go there, classy. If you go there, I'm sorry, but here's the synopsis. And, like, here's the synopsis of, like, the people getting fired up about your post. He's like, man, you know, I thought I would go out to these bars and just be a bar fly and just have a couple of beers and just look at the bottom of a glass. But then I looked around and I saw who was there. They're a bunch of fucking losers.
Losers, dude.
And it's like, maybe I didn't want to be there.
I don't want to be there. And then when you look and see who's getting tangled up in this shit, who are they?
Collection of people losers. That I don't want to hang out with.
There you go.
I don't even know how some of those people are even on my Facebook. Like that one old lady. I'm like, how the hell did you even get here?
How'd you even, like...
I had to look it up.
Popped up on now recommended.
I'm like, are we friends? Do I know you?
Yeah, if you're doing some social.
You probably just walked by our house and your algorithm like just kind of
triggered it off.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, you might know this guy.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when I wanted to be a good, upstanding citizen and member of society. And I tried to, you know, befriend the important people. And then I realized they suck. So I stopped wanting to be an important people.
Yeah.
Well, what's on the agenda for this evening, boys?
I don't know. What about that weather? I'm just going to...
Let me tell you something about that fucking weather, man. Yeah,
here we go. Oh.
All right. So lighter news. What we got going on here?
Gene Hackman died.
Yeah, well, that's been a little bit.
My grandfather's 91st birthday is today. Or 91st? Would be today, yeah.
Would be.
How's he feeling?
He is probably feeding some worms.
Oh, well, he's still in good shape.
Absolutely not.
Happy birthday in heaven.
Feeding some worms. Yeah. I get you.
get
another
it.
Another turn.
I got you. It's not really.
Like, I thought he was getting ready to go fishing.
No.
It's not really a birthday, like, happy birthday.
It's, yeah.
You still, like.
This was the day my grandfather was born.
How old was he when he.
91 years ago.
Oh, I think this will get us primed up. You didn't say for it, but Companion.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it again.
You did?
It's good.
It is. It's a great movie. Or did you think so differently afterwards?
Did you get influenced?
I got influenced.
Uh-oh, he's wanting to get him a Android.
I started watching Long Legs.
I got influenced on... They could have done so much more.
Oh, they could have, yeah. And they probably still could.
Left a lot on the table.
They did.
So, you know what that Companion's about?
I don't. I'm not familiar.
It's Terminator-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But and, sex bots?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I like this.
Like people, like, got partners.
Robots. Like Companions.
Yeah, Companions. Yeah.
They can't be, tell. They can be homosexual or they can be...
You got a remote.
Yeah, you can join, programming them whatever you want them to do.
You can
yeah.
adjust intelligent, eye color, voice.
Everything, yeah. It's pretty wild.
And they do whatever.
And
so hold on. If it's gay,
but
they can be gay.
There was one gay.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
I mean, the robot? The same way it really... I guess it...
You
the
can
same
have
way it does
it,
work regularly?
I don't know. I'm not
getting it. I mean, you pick what you want, top or bottom,
yeah.
I guess.
Sexuality.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, either way. But
that's weird.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, they left that out of the damn.
Yeah, that wasn't
story.
That wasn't part of the plot. That's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Good question.
What could they left? What could have been more for you, Al?
Like, I mean, let's finish giving him the plot. I mean, what is Companion? What's it about? What's the point of it?
For that dude
to finish,
to have a companion. That
I mean, that dude.
How much did that cost?
It didn't really get into that.
I was talking about in real life. Shit.
Oh.
Well, they got them out now, yeah. I don't
know. We ain't. Them like Jeff Bezos prices probably right now.
Mm. Yeah. Just like the turn of it and just like maybe the plot and what they were going after could have been. I don't know, there was just a million and one way, like, watch it again and you could think about it and you'd be like, it could have been like literally anything. Oh, you could say that about any movie, but.
Yeah, it could go any direction.
Yeah, but I thought there were a couple of turns or twists they could have done and been like, this could have went 10 out of 10. But, I don't want to.
I thought you got, like some of the journalists who followed, you might have got triggered, like, too woke right for you.
No.
Like, I can't stand that. These
No.
Woke
not
people,
that.
You can be woke right, too. You can
yeah,
go so far
can.
To be, like, looking for woke shit that, like, dude, simmer down. Just relax. Because they had a gay couple in there. You're like, oh, cancel! Movie, shut it down. Which I think it needed to be a gay couple in there. Spoiler alert. The straight chick robot goes rogue, uh-huh. And so they use the gay dude robot to go after her, which I don't think it would work as good if it was just two female robots. It would have seemed more equal. I think it needed to be, and that dude, it needed to be a gay because he programmed it to love him instead of the original partner,
yeah.
So,
yeah,
hey journalists,
it was done good.
That's woke right.
Like,
but anyway,
I'm just saying, like, they could do, like, that same concept again in a totally different way.
Who doesn't say that there's going to be a companion, too?
I don't think you could have did that in a different way. I think it needed to be a dude, and I think that dude needed to take the gay robot to be attracted to him to make it pissed off to go get her.
First sit-through, because, like, my first sit-through, like, I came in, halfway through the movie?
Yeah, about a quarter through, yeah.
Yeah, but... Do you think they were trying to get away with you not knowing they were robots? You ever feel like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what
well,
it was.
How quick did y'all like, okay, this is a robot?
I knew she
I mean,
was going to be.
I knew it was from the beginning, before
I
even watched the movie,
was,
but.
And I kind of guessed that the dude was because those dudes didn't mash up. No homo.
It's like it just
that dude, work. One looked like a fat, nerdy guy, and the other one looked like he just left a frat party.
And I was like, those dudes don't really match up, no homo. And later on, come to find out, the Friday guy is AI. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, good. It went better. You can watch it now.
You can watch it. And I hope that's what you did. But like Companion, like one of the better movies I've seen yet this year.
What streaming service is it on? I watch it when I get home.
It's on selling them high Prime. Seas, they say. Selling them high seas.
You gotta rent it on Prime. Like pirate. Yeah, but
I was actually going to steal some Prime, but
selling them high seas, that's what they say.
You know what's fucked up about Amazon Prime? You can't log in with the information. You have to do the scan thing, and mm-hmm. And I'm using somebody else's fucking shit, man. Yeah.
That's why they do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use somebody else's app, man.
Smarter on their half.
They figured it out.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
jail. So, waiting for you.
Yeah, you can't just put in the password and username anymore. You gotta scan code and all this shit.
Yeah.
Would you like to change your email to your new email? No, this is not my account. I can't do that.
I don't know the name of it because, I just walked in on this movie, but it had Chris Pratt and the girl's brother had been turned into a robot. It's a fairly new movie on Netflix.
Is it the one with Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah,
you talk about, that's like 2 days ago.
Yeah, like really just come out.
I just watched it yesterday.
Yeah, it came out Friday, I think.
I recommend it. But like when it comes, it's back to that kind of robot AI thing. Uh-huh. That's sci-fi, but that sci-fi seems so close.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Mr. Peanuts makes an appearance, everybody, from, the Peanuts.
Oh.
Check it out.
Watch Plankton.
There we go.
Plankton.
Mm-hmm. I was going to check out, see what, the Electric State?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Mr. Peanut. I see him in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, about the robots?
Yeah.
I started watching that shit yesterday.
Yeah, I watched it.
Was it good?
I mean, obviously you fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I was with you.
It's number one, but it's
not a number one movie.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's number one on Netflix, but with those stars, it's...
It's going
to be hard to be number one.
I would tell you, okay.
You're going to click on it just because you see who's
there. If I was going to get 5 stars out of 5, I would say it's
2.
No, I would be generous and say 2.8.
Well.
But if you're bored, watch it.
Probably still worth a watch. There's some way worse shit out there to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chris Pratt's a good actor. He's entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
You could have watched The Weather yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
And Millie Bobby Brown is 21, looks like 35. So, I mean.
Does she?
She's got that, like.
She had surgeries.
You know that? Did she mouth that?
She did.
She did. I missed it.
Well,
I
let's guess. Go I look.
I don't know.
Oh, why would we do that? But yeah, it's got that.
Millie?
Fleetwood Mac. Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie. She kind of has that vibe to me. That kind of badass. Does that make sense with her look? Especially in that film that she was in.
Yeah, that's her,
okay,
like...
Yeah, yeah.
Her
that's
get up.
Watered down Millie Bobby Brown in this movie.
Yeah. She should have been, like, the one with about the ice skater where Robbie Margot done it.
Yeah, she would have been, like, 12.
Yeah, that was been...
She would have been a good role for that. Like, she could play really good trailer trash.
She's apparently supposed to be... Speaking of, she's supposed to be doing a movie about being Britney Spears.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Apparently that's something that's coming.
I like Britney Spears. Yeah. She's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
They say she is. I mean, the news is saying she is.
She went crazy there.
You know how the news is always 100% factual.
I'm going to tell you this.
Remember the knife dance?
Love him or hate him. Yay, Kanye West. He said his next album cover is going to be a red swastika with a black background.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Everything that he does is marketing. Like it or not, what are we doing? Talking about it.
Yep.
It's on your mind. And love him or hate him,
yep.
Great artist.
That was kind of my point yesterday.
Yeah.
You
and Kanye, y'all get along.
Hey, he's like, fuck it. They're talking about me. They're talking about me. They're talking good about me or it's okay. If it's bad, okay. They're talking about me. Any publicity is good publicity.
What is he doing? He's trying to take the swastika back where it's meaning to be a peace symbol.
I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, that was originally.
I think he's trolling the fuck out of everybody.
He's trolling.
Yeah,
that's why I like that guy. He's trolling. Play by the rules.
Like, dude, like with his Instagram, he'll have zero posts, and when he's about to drop something like a new merchandise line or an album, post.
Yeah,
well, you see it. It's all over.
It drops after it drops. The heat's gone. All the posts are gone.
Yeah.
And Kanye following nobody, followed by 3 million people.
Yeah.
And nothing goes on there. He's fucking funny on that shit, dude.
I don't like his music at all.
I'm a huge Kanye guy.
I like the dude.
I'll tell you somebody else.
I like both.
I'll tell you somebody else who rules.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Antonio Brown.
One of the best Twitter followers.
See, that's not going to do that.
I got somebody else for you. The coach from Last Chance U. The one that was the dude from Compton. It's like season 4. Where they did something different from Scuba. They went to Kansas.
I'm fairly familiar with that.
Coach Jason Brown. He's pretty funny.
He's snapping.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't play that trans stuff in sports. He don't play none of this ridiculous stuff. Clown world. Silence, huh?
Oh.
Don't want to touch the transport stuff.
Music-wise, I know we talked a little bit about this last Sunday, but...
Oh, before you go to music, I got one more thing on movies.
Real quick.
I just remembered. So apparently, Robert Englund and John Carpenter are going to be getting...
I like John Carpenter.
They're going to be getting their stars on Broadway.
Do they really get that?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Fuck yeah.
You don't really get that. I heard
they're about to.
You had to pay for that shit yourself.
Probably do.
Robert Englund.
Everything works.
Yeah, you probably
do. Yeah, nothing is like, what.
But you still have to be
fit.
You can't just.
Dude, when I figured out, okay, so.
Congratulations, you get to pay for this.
Hey, but you get to get
it. I used to make fun of, like, they do the Mississippi Music Awards.
Yeah.
That's the thing they've been trying to. It changes a lot. I used to thought it was such a crock, and I was like, I can't believe that musicians actually go and like do all this. But then, on a grand scheme of things, to be nominated for a Grammy, exact same way.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta buy the Grammy.
You pay to play.
Really? Yeah.
You ain't voting.
Man, nobody is not doing polls. They are fucking, you gonna pay for this Grammy?
They ain't looking, they might pull up your Spotify numbers after you done won it, but it's whoever paid for it.
Or whoever's got something happening, like got a new album coming, or...
Don't know that mean jack shit, dude.
Nothing. All this shit is, everything about the world is fucking fake.
What are they saying? When will you guys go see another movie to review again? Probably Friendship.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Y'all know Friendship?
I don't know.
What's our boy's name? Tim Robinson?
Tim Robinson. Paul Rudd. I'm down for a little Friendship.
And
hey, I brought that movie up a couple weeks ago with y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was here.
No, I think it's just us talking in general, not on the show.
It looks like I think you should leave type too. Yeah.
Which I love. And I like Detroiters. You ever mess with that?
I've watched about half of it.
Not your thing?
It's all right. It ain't touching. I think you should leave.
Well, I think you should leave is just sketches.
Yeah, I'm
more. That's like that. A more of a show.
I like when they had the motorcycle they both rode on. Okay. Yeah. Then at the end, it was like, I really don't like this. And a clown in the cornfield. Probably well, didn't see that.
Clown in the cornfield?
Yeah. Yeah, getting pretty good reviews, pretty good book. I don't know much about it, but it's Clown in the Cornfield. It's looking very campy.
I think we already missed out on the monkey.
Is my stranger.
Yeah, monkey was
stranger chapter two. Ever gonna
I'm ready for it to come out?
Yeah, it'd probably be later this year. I don't know.
Strangers is doing more shit.
That's
doing three
chapters of.
They're already behind. They were supposed to drop chapter two back in like October.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see
that. I think they went back to the drawing board. Maybe.
Well, that was the worst one.
It's gonna be hard to top that first.
They're not trying to top it. They're trying to milk it.
Well, some people like the second one better than the first.
I like the second one.
I like the second one.
It's like a House Thousand Corpses Devil Rejects type deal.
Yeah, like the trailer park was cool.
That same kind
and
of.
Tell me that pool scene is not iconic.
Yeah. That's what you always bring up. Yeah.
The first one's slower. That one's just more easy to watch. I like the first one because of the tone and the creepy mug in the background.
Little Johnny Cash on the record player. Strangers.
All right.
Before we go, anything else to do with movies? Music.
You got any music there, Dan? You got music, don't you?
King is
all. I wanted Webb to tell, and you didn't tell it last time. I wanted you to tell the story, like, with all this. And it's late now. You can't do it, I don't think. But, like, just how crazy they were with, like, announcing.
You talk about Sleep Token?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. It was,
tell that.
If people that weren't following it, wow, there's, oh God, it was crazy. They
You got no mandate! You got no.
What the fuck?
The fuck?
He'd been waiting 2 weeks to do that.
Who am I?
He'd been waiting.
You got no mandate! You got no mandate!
Hey, let me see that walking stick here. That's nice.
That's not a Democrat from Texas.
Hey,
one
singer.
One that got kicked out. Yeah.
That singer, Al Green.
Yeah. Al Green.
Yeah.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
You got no mandate. I did that before I left Webb's the other night, just hanging out. Who am I?
I like that.
He picked up a cane. He was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
I love that.
How did you come across this, Webb? When I have to have one, I want to get a head like this.
That was my brother's. That's what he used before.
When we went to that Louisville Slugger Museum, she was dressing this way on purpose, absolutely. But she had to be 70 years old. But she was worse at the Louisville Slugger Museum there in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
She had a walking stick. But right there with the curve was... Yeah. But the rest of it was a baseball bat.
Oh, snap.
You could whoop some ass with that, Granny.
Somebody whittled that out for it, didn't
they? No, and then you go to the gift shop and boom, there they are.
I was like,
good marketing,
that's
Granny.
That's where you got it.
I don't even need a walking stick, but I'd walk with that stick.
See, I'm going to have one day. So I'm looking at nice one. I'm going to find something cool.
Get you one that has a sword in it.
Oh, no, I don't.
Music. You are a...
Oh, we can talk about it, definitely.
Thank you, Al Green. Thank you.
Wise Man Painting is playing in Nashville next weekend. They're playing in Asheville weekend after that.
Who?
I'm going to catch an Asheville show, I think.
Widespread.
You hear that, everybody?
Widespread Panic.
John's going to go. To a show.
Nashville. Here I come.
I don't believe you.
How much you want to bet?
I believe him.
I believe him.
Dude be on some adventures. He'll walk up there if he has to.
He would walk.
Thinking about it is when I have to fly my spaceship home. That's going to be real fun.
Yeah. Sleep Token.
Sorry. Yeah, so getting back to Sleep Token there. When, like, a week or two ago, they started playing around, you know, teasing people with like a new album or something or whatever. We didn't know what the hell it was. And They put out a website where if you go to the website, which is like this hidden like puzzle you had to put together, and there were like letters and everything that you had to put together, and then if you put it together, you got sent an email with like just bullshit in it, and then you got a another email a couple days later with like two different badges, and you got to pick like, and then you're picking like houses, basically, kind of like you're going Harry Potter style. I don't know what it was, but it was really cool. Anyway, then after they finally everybody picked and everything, they finally announced that they were having a new tour, which is the only U.S. tour. It's crazy because they're a U.K. band, but their new tour. A new album, mm-hmm. and it's only going to be in U.S., which is weird. But
that is weird.
It's
kind of like how Ghost did when they first started playing music in the U.S.
Yeah.
They had like two different profiles on Spotify. One of them was Ghost BC.
Yeah,
remember Ghost BC. And the other was regular Ghost.
Yep.
And I was having a conversation the other day about music, and you know, my knowledge on that genre is limited to everything I know from you. And I brought it up. I was like, man, I just think that, you know, Ghost has, like, come very far and done a whole lot in such a short span of time. And he's like, yeah, but that's a damn devil band.
Who said that?
I don't remember.
Call them by their names.
But
how old are they?
Oh.
They'd at least be our age.
They're not even
older than us.
They're not even. Their music isn't even.
No,
they cool. wear masks when they play.
Their shit's popular.
They look demonic.
Yeah,
it's kind of 80s style. But
that's what I always thought. Yeah. I was like, Ghost is like 80s metal.
They look very hardcore.
Yeah, they really do, but they don't sound.
They're nice.
I showed somebody that same situation, but it was the thumbnail of the dude on the drums of his mask.
Yeah.
And it was just that dude on the drums with like a solo. And it was like, man, look at the devil worshiper.
That's when he was doing drumming. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
About 1 minute in, it's like, this dude going off.
And he got voted best drummer best drummer of the year that year. Yeah.
I'm just saying, same scenario, dude. Man, that looks like some devil worship.
Yeah.
Then like, man, this dude's going off.
Like, yeah, whatever. It's like, he made the right deal. Either way you look at it. But anyway, back to that too. They sent that email,
yeah,
and then you click on it, and it takes you to a hidden Instagram page, and it had nothing on it. And then a few days later, they posted on that page, and it was sheet music. And I mean, unless you know how to play music or read sheet music, you didn't know what the hell it was. So you know, it was dependent on the fans. And then people were like, "Oh yeah." I figured it out, you know. Apparently, it was like leaking like one of their new songs too, which I don't think it actually even did because they released the new song, which is badass, by the way. They released it during the day of the eclipse. It was the whole thing because it was a Thursday, which is weird for a new
3/13.
For a song to come out on a Thursday. But they lifted it for that and. It's number one song right now, and it's only been out, 4 days, if that. So,
there you go.
And it's number one. It beat songs that have been out for weeks already.
And there was another story that you were telling me about another band when it came to a music festival where they were at the
bottom. Oh, that's them, yeah.
Same
yeah, well, that's Download Festival, which is in UK, I believe. But
like fans of the venue or just fans of the... What it represents,
yeah, of the whole, yeah, because they put Sleep Token as a headliner, and they're left there with like I can't remember. I think it's like Green Day and
Boo.
I knew that was coming. Green Day and Korn, I think, are like headlining, which you know they've been doing this for decades and deserve that, you know, and they're like, well, they don't deserve it, but the I guess the person that puts together the festival, we were like, look, I was looking at it and seeing their track to growth in just the last few years, how popular they become so quickly. So I believe they deserve it, and I believe that's what the fans want. And of people that, you know, in that are fans of this, who would not want to see them headline? And they were just like a year or two before in the bottom bracket. They were like in the very fine print, not top. So that's another. So it's
we're Green Day. We ain't doing it.
Yeah, they're doing a duet with Green Day. Probably not at all.
I couldn't see that.
Yeah,
we're suing your asses.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just a nutshell of Sleep Token going on right now. So if anybody cares,
Sleep Token news, we'll take it.
Billy Strings is number one on the AMA, or no, he got number one on the Billboard chart. So that's strange. Usually, bluegrass.
You won't even see that anywhere in a chart.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
Guys' favorite bands totally different from each other.
Good job.
Yeah. Like when we talk music, like
all over the board.
Yeah, it's changed. Yeah.
And let me see what's going on in the hip hop world. If I can think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Bad
Porch Talk. Why you think Porch Talk is opening itself up to the hip hop world? I just connected with a recording studio, and we'll be having hip hop artist from
Run
Atlanta
DMC. No, I'm kidding.
On the show.
That's super awesome.
First interview is Monday night, and I'm excited about it. So there's awesome.
Do you know who you're interviewing?
Yeah.
Monday night.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Phil Maher.
Phil Maher. Papa.
What?
Okay.
You know?
I haven't heard of him, but I'm. I'll check him out on the way home, though.
We're going to do that Monday.
I got hip-hop news.
You got hip-hop news?
You got yours?
I'm still thinking on it.
Who had this on their bingo 2025?
Drewski?
No. Bad Baby coming out with some hard diss tracks.
Oh, no. She's fucking killing it, dude.
I didn't know of an Alabama Barker, but like... Bad Are baby you okay? Bad. Bleak twice if you're okay.
Bad baby bad.
Yeah, she bringing some heat, dude.
Scorched Mert, as the kids saw. Mert, Alabama Barker.
You think of your shit yet?
No, I'm still thinking. You know me. It's spaced out, probably. He'll come back to me.
What's the name of that song? It's Mrs. Something. It's Mrs. Whitman. That's the name of the Bad Baby song, because... Travis Barker named his daughter after Alabama from the movie True Romance. Alabama Whitman in True Romance. Miss Whitman.
Yep.
I've actually gotten away from really heavy, heavy hip hop. I did find a band today that I really enjoy, though.
Cottonmouth.
It's called Gangsta Grass.
Gangsta Grass!
Okay.
It's, oh, snap.
We were listening to a little bit of it on the way to my house.
Yeah.
And
that's not bad.
It's like they're doing hip-hop and bluegrass, like, mixed.
Nice.
It's like cool.
Hip-hop with banjos?
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's for real bluegrass, and then they're really fucking rapping over it.
Oh, man. That's kind of like, back in the day, there was a, like, this Jewish rapper?
Oh, yeah, Manashahu.
Yeah, he was on point, though.
I've seen Manashahu, like, 3 times, man.
Hell, yeah.
My money. Okay. He had Obadiah pocket.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Beyonce got fucking country album of the year
That's
or some
true.
Shit.
Well-deserved. I mean, everything's coming around. Everything's melding together. Everything's melding together. Everything's becoming one race.
Dolly Parton is, her titties are flopping around all over the place right now.
John.
Well. Rock. Oh, she got that rock album at Dollar General.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dolly Parton putting out a fucking rock album.
It's been out for a while.
It's been out for a good minute, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's terrible.
Yeah.
DG's propping it up at the cash registers.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been up there a while.
Wonder if anybody's bought one.
Hell yeah. I got it.
She don't catch no hate over that.
Remember
all that hate that Shaq got when he released his shoe, like, especially the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You got your CD exclusively at Dollar General?
Why not? DGs are everywhere.
And think about it. Think about it, man. Milk. It's $5.
But you know, they're fixing to shut down 144 of them, which it ain't going to make a dent because there's There's 144 of them in Columbus.
Yeah, there's, so. I was going to say, we just got our 147th one last week.
Yeah, so that ain't going to do shit. Yeah.
Alexander Shinora has finally won the war over in Alabama.
I actually...
There are now more billboards than Dollar Generals in the state of Alabama.
I don't know, they build one in Belk.
Never mind.
I posted a reel about Dollar General, I guess, I think it was during the storm. It was like, so what we're going to do, we're going to put a store every four miles, and we're not going to have anything on the shelves. It's all going to be in bins, like we're stocking it. Well, won't people wonder, come in and want to buy something? No, they're going to shop. And we're going to have one person working in there. So when they get done shopping, if they did find something they can actually buy, then they're going to have to wait on the one employee to come check them out. So it went on and on about Dollar General and how they're every 4 miles and they usually have one employee and it kind of looks like a warehouse on the inside.
I kind of think their game plan, like, what, the Family Dollar,
that didn't Dollar work Tree. Out. That didn't work out too much.
I think they're already going out of business.
That didn't work in Millport. I don't, like, they just built it.
But they weren't even a year old.
It's just a wasted big building.
What about that one in Reform?
It's still going.
It's still going. And they just built one on Tabernacle, and it's good.
And do you know Reform has an auto zone now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of things.
It's going to cut CarQuest's throat. Mm-hmm. Nobody's complaining about that.
I don't know, man.
Big business coming in, squishing out the little guy. Nobody gives a shit about that anymore.
Where I work probably helps CarQuest out a lot. And we'll probably stick with CarQuest.
CarQuest's claim to fame has always been their charge accounts, dude. That's what's kept them floating.
They probably have a charge account.
You'll be surprised, John, like with those mom-and-pop shops like that. I can't say about that, obviously, about every area. But like when it comes to the city always goes with a mom-and-pop over like the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, every city vehicle or... Like, if it's a loan cutting group, they're going to cut every city. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the town will put up the local over the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Which, now, CarQuest selection on car parts was pretty rough.
But, I mean, I understand.
Yeah. I am a fan of CarQuest.
Yeah.
I'm also a fan of AutoZone. But if I'm going to go to AutoZone, unless I live in Reform, I'm still going to come to Columbus.
Okay.
There you go.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
Because it's AutoZone and Reform. I'm sure they're not going to have everything that an AutoZone in Columbus or an AutoZone in Tuscaloosa has.
Y'all ready for some segments? Do some segments this evening? Would you like a segment?
Let's go with the segments.
Dime of the week.
Segment.
Dime of the week! Bling!
Okay.
Who's got it first?
I'll do it.
The one and only.
To the birthday girl.
Happy birthday. It's the day.
I might have done you before. It's just...
But it's your birthday.
20 cents right there. Alexander Daddario, I think is your name.
Miss Blue Eyes.
Miss Blue Eyes. Miss Chesticles.
Yeah. Nice.
You might know her from one of the worst chainsaw massacres there has ever been. But I love it.
Are we talking about Jessica Biel?
Hey, no, not even that one.
We're talking about, what was that kid's movie she was in when she was younger? Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson in the, that's it.
You might need to show him. I don't know. She was in a, I don't even know if you saw this. This is when the big 3D craze was going on. Yeah. Everybody had 3D TVs. 3D,
Chainsaw Massacre 3D.
And Chainsaw Massacre was like.
She's hot.
She was in True Detective Season 1. It was a good scene with her and Woody Harrelson.
Lord, all massive.
Lord. Why do they do it all the time? It's just called Texas Chainsaw 3D or something.
Yeah.
It was bad. She has one of the worst lines ever. She's like kin to Leatherface. Her. And she throws a chainsaw and says, do your thing, cuz.
Yes, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I would have been like, cut. Let's do that over without the line. Or let's do the whole movie over with. Anybody else got a dime of the week?
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Give a shout out to all the weathermen.
Those are flowers.
Is that your dime?
Those are flowers.
Save that for the flower situation.
Oh, I got them too.
You can buy him flowers.
I mean, John's apparently.
You can write his name in the sand.
John is.
Keep on going, man. He's stuck in the weather.
Webb, you got a dime of the week while Alan Googles hot female.
I'm not Googling.
He's trying to figure out her name.
I got IMDb here.
Oh.
Go for it.
That's Pornhub. That's not IMDb.
That's IMDb.
Same thing.
He's got to put his, ID in now.
I thought that was her name. I wanted to make sure. I watched Sin City and the Spirit last night. And Eva Mendez.
Dude, she was in Night of the Roxbury I watched last night. Yeah. You're talking about early Eva Mendez.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he miss hot?
Mm-hmm.
Watered her down.
She's always been kind of
hot. I mean, like,
it's not about
Night at the
dimes.
Roxbury, she wouldn't like it yet.
No, she wouldn't even know it really.
Yeah. It was like watered down Eva Mendez.
Yeah. I've been more of an Eva Longoria fan, to be honest.
I've been more of Eva Mendez.
All right.
I like Eva Longoria, too.
Yeah, I'm a Longoria guy. If we're talking about Evas.
She was in the Spirit.
Yeah. Okay. She was in the Spirit. Okay. I watched The Sin City, The Spirit, and then I watched The Ninth Circle with Johnny Depp and...
The Ninth Circle.
Ninth.
Yeah. Nine.
I'm getting into the horror a little bit. Yeah. A little suspense.
How do you, man?
All right. I'm getting there. He's trying to build it up.
Trying to build it up.
Hey, next month is halfway to Halloween.
We better teach us two categories. So we got to do this shit in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We halfway to Halloween next month.
Yep.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. Going fucking fast, ain't it?
That's how them spooky heads do it these days. About halfway, it gives me a reason.
Yep. We have like second Halloween now. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Well,
it's kind of like I celebrate 420 on January 5th.
Like every day.
He did it.
You say January 5th?
I don't know how to reduce fractions.
Oh, shit.
Dropping everything.
Fucking everything up over there, man.
Everything up.
All right. Any other segment?
Flowers? Man, I'll go ahead and get the flowers down. Got the flowers. He's got a dime of the week.
What? No, I don't.
Oh, you got
a dime. Actually, I don't this week. No, you were getting out of the flower. I was finna say I can buy myself flowers.
But. Oh, well, you know who can't buy himself flowers? Because he's too busy being a cat dad. Happy 316 Day, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Speaking of Macho Man Randy Savage. That's what I came up with during this episode. Because I just saw it was 316.
It is 316.
It's Stone Cold Day.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah. Shout out. Do you know who we really need to give flowers to?
Who?
The guy who threw him beers back in the day.
God, that son of a bitch had an arm on
his cannon, man.
He did it.
I would have hit the dude in the second row.
He knew exactly what the hell to do.
I mean, he was throwing them over the ring.
Yeah. Stone Cold would just throw his hand.
Kid. That's how you do it right there.
I swear, I think I'm pretty accurate. I doing that all the time, I would have hit somebody.
Yeah, at least
once. 12-year-old child.
Yep.
Oh, go get him shirts. Take him backstage.
at least once.
That's what they usually do when something like that happens.
Well, we're going to get you some
give
swag.
Give him some merch. Yeah, yep. Some swag.
There you go. It'll be all right. You were on TV, too, so.
And like next time you come, we'll put you on like the behind the stage show.
Yeah.
Anything else to do?
No.
I got one more thing right quick.
I thought that was the bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Just give thanks to the...
Oh, God.
Hey, you got flowers? Is this a flower?
Oh, yeah, I got to get the flowers. Hold on. The wind's blowing over here. Let me get these flowers.
Holy shit.
Hold on. It's blowing real hard over here. Here they are.
All right.
Flowers for all the people that don't know how to find an actual weather radar app.
Here's your flowers.
Okay. Good job. Have your flowers. You go. Good job.
Thank you so much, everybody. Come to Porch Fest April 11th and 12th. Friday, Saturday, Munson Brothers, Columbus, Mississippi, downtown.
It's actually going to be $5 at the gate.
Get your wristbands.
Get your wristband. Where you can come and go.
There's no gate. It's just $5 a wristband.
Yeah, you got to find the guy.
They're scalping.
$5.
It's not scalping. It's just wristbands.
$5. Just, you know that? The $5 foot longs are $6.99 now?
Well, I mean, yeah. You can't stay there forever. Oh.
1, 2.
And I
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.